Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Rick Honeycutt. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Engel reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Rangers. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a pop-up. Foul, towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Erickson. Wills moves to second. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Rivers moves to third. It's 2-0, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Goodwin scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Rangers. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0 for 1 in the game. Sample hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Putnam moves to third. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wagner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Wills moves to third. It's 3-1, Rangers. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-2 in the game. Sample hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher who is chasing the ball. Wills reaches third base with a triple. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Rangers. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Engel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Connor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher scores. It's 4-2, Rangers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-3 in the game. Sample hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Sample moves to third. John Verhoeven now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sample scores. Sundberg scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 6-2, Rangers. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Baker applying the tag. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a line drive towards first. Goodwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Bell moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-4 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sample hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel scores. It's 6-3, Rangers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.